Thank you very much, delegates. Let's now move to agenda item 4, which concerns the core item of our business this week. And that is the draft standards and related texts proposed for final adoption at step 8 or submitted at step 5 with a recommendation to omit steps 6 and 7, which I will refer to as documents submitted at step 5/8, step 5/8. As I said, this item is the main business of the Commission, namely the adoption of standards, codes of practice, guidelines, and other texts. We will take them in order, committee by committee, as you have the information before you. I should note that, as I pointed out in my opening remarks, the Executive Committee last week has reviewed all of these standards according to the critical review criteria applied for standards submitted for adoption and has found them in conformity with Codex rules, procedures, endorsements, and so forth in all respects. That review concerned parts 1 and 2 of this agenda item according to those criteria. I will announce the items for adoption. And I will note for you that the chairpersons of each committee will be invited to provide clarifications on questions that could be raised from the floor if necessary. Let's turn now to part 1, standards and related texts submitted for adoption at step 8 and at step 5/8. Is everyone ready? Have the appropriate text? All right. We'll begin with standards proposed from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, the draft standard for bitter cassava. Are there any comments, please? No flags. The Commission adopts this standard. Second, from the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, the draft Section 6 concerning marketing or labeling. Again, for bitter cassava. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. Thank you. This standard is adopted. Next, we turn to the third, the next draft standard from Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, which is the draft standard for apples submitted at step 8. This standard, I should point out to you, is the result of 10 years of work in this committee. Long years of compromise with agreements all taken by consensus. The standard is also harmonized with the UNECE standard for apples to the extent possible to address Codex broader membership concerns and the format of Codex commodity standards for those provisions not dealing exclusively with quality aspects. Are there any comments, please? India.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. India is fully aware of the time it has taken to arrive at this particular stage of the proceedings for developing standards for apples. All along, India has been raising a number of concerns which haven't unfortunately got reflected in the final document which has come. Let me try to outline why exactly we are concerned and what are the issues which concern us. Number one, we feel that this is one of those exceptional cases where we are deliberately introducing a feeding insect into a food for consumption into countries. This goes directly against the principles of Codex. I can't imagine any other product in which Codex approves a standard in which presence of feeding insects up to a limit is allowed. We also fear that there is a possibility of further infestation by introducing an element which is not subject to control. And it goes directly against the plant protection, quarantine conventions and protocols for each country, including ours. We have been expressing our objections to this at previous meetings, and we are concerned that this may lead to dumping of low-quality fruit into developing countries. And we will be in a position where we will not be able to respond because this will be accepted by WTO. And this will go directly against my own plant protection conventions. And we can't imagine Codex will support a protocol which allows feeding insects to get into food which is getting into countries. Which is directly, I can't imagine how this objection cannot get approved. We have to raise this issue because this is going to be an issue of international trade. Not from the point of view of exports, we don't export much in apples, but we consume quite a bit of apples. And we don't want a situation where infected apples, where presence of feeding insects is approved by Codex, gets into the country. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, India. There are several other comments, a request for comments on the floor from Colombia, Costa Rica, Thailand, and Mexico. In order to keep order, are these comments specifically to this point? I can't determine that. I guess I will ask the chair of the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables to respond to the comment by India. Madam Chair, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mexico was just raising a flag to be able to address what happened in the CCFFV, which is chaired by our country. As pointed out by the chairperson, this theme has been discussed in depth within the committee. A number of working groups were set up. Some were actually physically met. Physically, others were electronic groups, virtual groups, met over the internet. All of the groups and all of the various concerns that were pointed out by India and Thailand and Colombia in the documents they submitted, and the comments they voiced, all of these matters were discussed within the committee itself. And we arrived at the conclusion that when it comes to apples, it's going to be necessary to have these exceptions. The technical documents were submitted, and we arrived at consensus to move ahead on these matters. The only ones who voiced reservations during the adoption of the document in the October session of the committee last year was India. India was the only one, but the reservation was such that they never said they were against actually having the document approved. There was no expression of opposition to the document during the meeting of the meeting, hence it was suggested that the document be adopted in the form at which it was arrived at during the meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mexico. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Please note that our comments is in CRD 15. Thailand shares the same concern as India and some other member that the draft standard for apple provides too much flexibility of the provisions which can possibly harm the trade of apples. In particular, our major concern on some provisions are as follows. First, on Section 4.1 quality tolerance, the draft standard allows for extra class apple the tolerance on decay or internal breakdown up to 1%, which is too high for extra crust apple. Also for crust to apple, the tolerance allow up to 10% non-conformance to minimum requirements. This means that crust to apple can have 10% of apple affected by rotting or deterioration, such as to make it unfit for human consumption. This has never been happened in other codex, fresh fruit and vegetable standard, and we cannot accept this allowance. And finally, as mentioned by India, we do not agree that class 2 apple can be allowed to have internal feeding insects or pests, which is against the plant protection rules. We would like this bullet point to be deleted, or optionally at least the footnote similar to footnote 5 of the annex of the state, of the standard, that say that with the exception of produce, that say that the standard is not prejudiced to the plant protection rules. So in summary, we believe that the draft standard for apples provide too high and unacceptable tolerance, as we mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Could I ask the Codex Secretariat for this committee to also provide additional information?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In relation to the comments from Thailand and India for the tolerances for the presence of feeding insects and pests, this matter was discussed also at length in the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable. And at that time, the explanation that was given by the leader country of the working group on apples was that particular provision referring to feeding pests does not refer to quarantine pests. And I will refer to what was said in the report of the committee, that pests referred to in the standard for that particular provisions were those that were commonly found worldwide, not relating to human or plant health. Therefore, they don't pose a risk to human or plant health, and that in any case, phytosanitary concerns will be taken through quarantine rules at the import stage. And that was the basis for the committee to accept that particular tolerances for feeding pests and pests in the standard for apples. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. I would ask the delegations of Thailand and India to take this information into account as you consider how you wish to position yourselves with respect to final adoption of this standard. And I recognize the delegation of Colombia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Notwithstanding the fact that, as we were saying earlier, we're not here to have academic debates, nonetheless, we have to focus on the objectives of the CAC, the production of consumers. Colombia, as is the case with India and Thailand, would like to express its concern with regard to some of the tolerances that we have here with applied to apples. We see that over and above the presence of live pests, and also there's a question of decomposition, I think that we want to minimize the danger of these pests. We're not talking about quarantine the pest, as covered by CFPF. So Colombia would like to have included in these standards when it comes to fresh fruit and vegetables, we'd like to point out that some of the standards and norms that have been approved, and others, such as tomatoes and others as well, avocados, will be covered by Standard 5. They don't actually contemplate these tolerances. Now, if this were to be approved, if the apple standard was to be approved with these tolerances, well, we would like to make sure that our reservations here go on the record, because as we see it, they can give rise to certain risks, and as a result, there are going to be more control measures that will have to come into force at the borders when these products are introduced into the country. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Chinese delegation supports the interventions of by Thailand, India, and Malaysia. Thank you.
Thank you, China. I'd now like to recognize the delegation of Malaysia. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia shares the concerns expressed by India, Colombia, and Thailand, and wishes to thank China with regards to support for this statement. And Malaysia's concern is with regards to the draft standards for apples, and we share the concerns expressed by India, Colombia, and Thailand. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. Costa Rica, please.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Chair. I'd just like to say that with regard to this theme, we would like to say that in the text, in the wording in Spanish, there's a bit of a departure in Spanish from what it is in English. It says parasites, parasitos in English, and then they talk about pests and plagues. I think this should be borne in mind, a bit of a departure between the two languages. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Costa Rica. And this reminds me of a note I should have made earlier, and that is that there are numerous translation concerns about in Codex texts, often having to do with Spanish. We are seeking, and I ask you to, in the course of this week, not raise the translation issues on the floor, but bring them to the Secretariat. The Secretariat has developed a mechanism for working them out. So thank you very much. I will take the intervention of Egypt next. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Egypt would like to support the proposal made by Thailand, Colombia, India, and et al. Regarding the presence of insects in apples, because given the quantity of apples imported into developing countries, this can have a direct impact on public health and also on plant health as well. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Egypt. The United States of America, please.
Thank you, Chair. The United States appreciates the concerns that have been raised. These were, as has been noted, discussed in the committee. This has been a long-standing process to develop this standard. It took more than a decade, as you noted. It's an important standard. It is a compromise standard. It is a consensus standard. And while it's not perfect, and not what everyone here would like to have, it is the best that was achievable and is a useful standard. The United States supports its adoption.
That was great.
Thank you, United States. I'll take Chile and then Mexico. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our country also favors the adoption of the standard because of the amount of work that's gone into it and the time that's elapsed, because there has been every opportunity to participate in the committee that considered the matter, and there are specificities depending on the variety. And we are speaking now of the characteristics covered by the standard. With respect to specific points, I'm not going to refer to the damage to the pulp referred to by Colombia, because there are consumers in Chile that actually prefer this type of apple, which has gone through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Mexico, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quite aside from the fact that Mexico and its experts support the adoption of the standard, as chairman of the committee, I would like to emphasize the fact that Egypt, Thailand, India, and Colombia were present during the discussions of this standard, and their comments were heard by the committee, and the committee took the decision that they were not relevant and that the evidence submitted for the standard to read as it is being presented to the committee was more relevant. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Here we have a standard before us that has taken... I see one other flag. I'm sorry. I missed Canada. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. We too, over the course of the work in relation to this standard, had elements that we were not fully supportive of, but in the spirit of compromise, agreed to move forward. And so we would encourage members of the Commission to be considerate of the importance of compromise in moving forward. And like some delegations that have spoken before us, would support adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I see the flag of Brazil. I'll take this, your intervention, Brazil, and then we'll try to sum up and move on. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil would like to support the adoption of this standard as it is. And we consider that this issue has been discussed enough, and then it would be time to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brazil. Given the discussion, clearly we've spent in the Commission and in this committee a great deal of time on this standard. As it's been observed, it's not perfect, but there certainly was in the committee a will to move on and to finalize it. What I would ask is whether the countries that have raised concerns could accept that their reservations are recorded in the report, their reservations as they have expressed them in this plenary session are expressed in the report, and that we can move forward with adoption. Can Colombia, Thailand, and India, supported by Malaysia and Egypt, be willing to allow their expressions to be expressed and recorded in the report? Please consider that while I take the flag of Uganda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since the standard was agreed upon by consensus in 1999, and there was general consensus at the CCFFV, Uganda encourages India, Thailand, and other delegations to express their reservations, but let the standard move to the next step.
Thank you, Uganda. Now, with respect to my proposal, I see flags from Thailand and India. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I see a clear via media emerging out of this from the Secretariat of the Committee, which clarified that this does not apply to quarantine pests. So why not formally include it as a proviso? That was a suggestion made by Thailand. That will solve the problem. The secretary admits that the pests are not those which are related to quarantine. What you're saying is put it as a proviso. This doesn't is not violate the quarantine provisions. That will solve the issue. That will meet my requirement. I guess Thailand suggested this.
Thank you, India, for that suggestion. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also, first we agree that for the feeding insect and pest, if possible, it should be noted that footnote 5 should be in place for this point. And also, if the Commission would like to adopt this standard, we would like our reservation to be noted specifically to the both point on feeding insects pests and also the point of the quality tolerance of extra crust and crust 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In order to allow the work to go forward, we, as we said at the outset, have reservations regarding the tolerances and the presence of live and feeding pests. We also want to say that we see the compass changing direction with this type of standard and fear that there may in the future be quarantine or non-quarantine pests presence allowed. And this is a concern that we wish to make known to the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. The question on the table really concerns whether this we can move forward with this standard, which is going to require the willingness of delegations who have expressed concerns, which have been discussed previously, to express their reservations on the adoption of the standard. And with one exception, there was a slightly more detailed suggestion by India. Can you accept, please consider making progress forward possible on this standard and record your reservations? I will take an additional comment from Tanzania, and let's hope to wrap this discussion up soon. Thank you. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tanzania sees the possibility of the direct conflict between the work of Codex and that of IPPC, especially that in the developing countries, the expertise to differentiate between the guarantee and non-guarantee, insects and the pests. As much as we would wish the standard to advance, but we agree with the position expressed by India and Thailand that we delete the requirement of presence of internal feeding insects and pests on the damage to the fresh of caused by pests. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. Let me consult with my colleagues. Thank you. Thank you very much, Delegate. Sorry for that brief break for consultation, but we're trying to find a solution. As we understand the comments that have been made, which are more or less, as we understand them, variations on a theme, we want to ask the Commission and beg the indulgence of the Chair and other members of this committee that a provision applied to an earlier text of this committee and also previously proposed by Thailand could be added to this text as a footnote with the hope that it will resolve the concerns being raised this morning. And I will read this sentence. Please consider it and try to come to an agreement that this answers your problems, or if not, that you will express your reservation so we can adopt this standard and move on. The proposal would be to add to this standard a footnote with the following language concerning the pest issues that have been raised so far. This provision applied without prejudice to the applicable plant protection rules. I'll read it again. This provision applied without prejudice to the applicable plant protection rules. Can the committee and those delegations that have expressed concerns accept this proposal? As consistent with the work done by this committee and in the spirit of moving forward, the chair is indicating that on behalf of the committee, that can be done. May I take comments from Colombia, please?
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Despite the footnote proposal, Colombia wishes to continue to express its reservations on the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. We will note your reservation. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We accept your proposal on footnote, and also we can accept the adoption with our reservation on utter quality tolerance. And finally, we hope that the market of apple in the world can be as good as the one in the wall, the red one. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I observe everyone to look to your to look to your right. Thank you both for your comments in spirit of moving forward with this adoption of this standard. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. We would like to support the very innovative solution suggested by Thailand that will settle the issue of feeding insects. And regarding tolerances, please record our reservations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, delegates. We've found a solution, and I commend you for your spirit of willingness to do so. We will include this footnote in the text at the appropriate place, and we will record in the report the reservations of Colombia, Thailand, and India. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. نحن نؤيد.
Thank you, madam. We support the comments by India and Thailand, and we also approve your proposal, and we would like our views to be included in the text of the report. Thank you.
Excuse me, Malaysia, I need to clarify with Egypt. Egypt, there was a little problem with the translation. Egypt, are you requesting that your reservations be recorded in the report?
Thank you, madam. Yes, we support your proposal, and we said just now that we would like our reservations to be included in the report, and we support your proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Now, Malaysia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia supports your proposal, but we would like our reservations to be recorded in the report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. It shall be done. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We support your proposal, but would like to record our reservation.
Thank you, Tanzania. It shall be done. And I see no further flags. We will amend the report as we have concluded and record the reservations as requested, and declare this long-discussed standard adopted. Thank you very much. Let's move immediately to the draft standards proposed for adoption by the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. The first one before us is the draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, lobsters and crabs, and relevant definitions proposed at step 8. Are there comments, please? Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway, as host of the Fish Committee, would appreciate to have some small comments. There are country comments available to us regarding the Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products. As chair of this committee, having conferred with the Philippines and the UK, I would kindly ask the Commission to accept the following. The comments from the Philippines are all of an editorial character that would improve some typos and improve language. They could all be accepted en bloc if no discussion arises in the Commission. With regard to the comments from UK, I will propose to the Commission to accept the two first bullet points as outlined in our document as sound editorial amendments. The third bullet point is merely reflecting a typo that should be corrected along with the stated temperature requirement in paragraph 44 of the ALI norm from the Fish Committee. That would pick up the concerns from the Philippines and UK in a proper way. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Norway. Your solution sounds most sensible. Can the committee agree to accept revisions to the text as suggested by Philippines and the UK and as endorsed by the chair on behalf of the committee? I see no flags. We will make those changes and, seeing no comment, adopt this draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, lobsters and crabs, and relevant definitions. Thank you very much. Next, we move to another draft standard from this same committee, the draft standard for sturgeon caviar, presented to us at step 8. Are there any comments, please? Thank you, delegates. I see no flags. I would also just observe that this work was initiated by the Russian Federation and was its first contribution, written contribution to the work of this commission, and we commend them for it. So I see no comments. We will adopt this draft standard. Thank you very much. Next, we move to standards presented for adoption from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. The first such is the Table of Conditions for Nutrient Contents, Part B, Dietary Fiber, to the Guidelines for the Use of Nutrition Claims, presented at Step 8. Are there comments on this proposed item? I see no flags. It is adopted. Next, we move to the Committee on Food Hygiene. The standard before us, the first one for our consideration, is the proposed draft annex on leafy green vegetables, including leafy herbs. It's an annex to the Code of Hygienic Practice for Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. It is presented before us at Step 5-8, which means that we would adopt at Step 5 with a recommendation to omit steps, adopted step 5 with a recommendation to omit steps 6 and 7, adopting at step 8. Are there any comments on this proposed draft annex? Argentina, please.
Argentina would like to include parasites such as Giardia lambia in the introduction and to take out the paragraph that mentions pre-cut.
Thank you, delegates. I need to make one clarification before we proceed with the leafy green vegetables draft standard, and that is that I did not describe as well as I should the title, the actual title of what we adopted under CCNF-SDU. It was actually the list of methods for dietary fiber. So I take it you all probably understood that far better than I did. And we still stand with adoption. Thank you very much. Just wanted to be very clear. Now, we have heard a proposal from Argentina going back to leafy green vegetables in the Committee on Food Hygiene. And we have another intervention request from Colombia. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, we have some editorial observations regarding the text, but over and above that, we would like to voice our reserves, our reservations regarding the repeated use of tests in humans when it comes to different natural organic fertilizers that is covered in this annex here referred to. Because Colombia recognizes risks in this area, we've seen risks with the presence of human pathogens, and as we see it, our control measures need to be strengthened. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Colombia. Well, we have these two comments from Argentina and Colombia. I would like to turn to the United States of America and the chair of the Committee on Food Hygiene to clarify for us the degree to which, whether and the degree to which these issues have been dealt with in the committee and his suggestions for how to proceed. United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, well, regarding the comments from Argentina, there is no problem with the addition of the text of parasites. We did discuss that in committee, and I believe somewhere in the text there is actually a list of likely contaminants, and that was just not listed. So that is not an issue. Regarding eliminating the pre-cut from the text, that was actively discussed in committee, and at that time, the committee as a whole decided to leave that statement in. So I would not want to go against what the committee decided at its last meeting in San Diego, and we should leave that those sections in. Regarding the comments from Colombia, as stated by the representative, there are several translation issues which we have no problem with. In fact, taking some of these translations would definitely improve the text. Regarding the comment of the use of human feces, I don't think that the comment, and I did a very fast review this morning, but the paper does not list human feces. The translation is human waste, and so it's not specific for feces. If it was translated into feces in Spanish, the term used was waste, much more generic. So maybe that makes a difference for the intervention. Other than that, these two issues were discussed, and also the issue of whether drinking water versus potable water was discussed ad infinitum during committee. And what you saw, the product you see, is what the committee concluded as a whole in a consensus fashion.
Thank you, United States. So your recommendation to this commission is that we could accept the inclusion of, I believe the parasite was Giardia lamblia. We can do that. The commission can agree. However, the intervention concerning essentially a change of the scope of the document to restrict to pre-cut cannot be done. It's a fundamental change that completely changes the scope of the document at the point of final adoption, which really is not feasible. So it seems as though the committee couldn't accept that, and it would be difficult for the commission to accept it. With respect to the comments from Columbia on translation issues, those can certainly be submitted to the Secretariat, and those changes can be made. With regard to the concern raised by Columbia on human waste, I hope that the explanation by the chair can answer the concern of Columbia. And understand that more general term should cover your concerns, I hope, Columbia. With those summations, can I ask for a comment? Yes, from Columbia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, we're not sure if we leave human waste, if we're leaving it implicit that this would include feces. I mean, because our fundamental observation comes from the fact that if there's any way that this human waste materials are being used for this type of production, we want to be clear on that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Columbia. If you retain some concern, I would ask you to express your concern as a reservation in the report of this committee, of this commission. But I would like to conclude that we have agreement on text now and we can move forward with adoption. Columbia, can you accept making a reservation?
All right, Madam Chair. We'd like to leave the reservation on the use of human waste with the implication that this is actually including human feces. So the use of this material, yes, we want to keep the reservation as we have been voicing it ever since the beginning. We would like to maintain that reservation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It shall be done. I see no other flags. We will make changes to the text as we have discussed, and we adopt this standard. Thank you very much. Whoops. Thank you, delegates. We next turn to another draft standard from the Committee on Food Hygiene, the proposed draft guidelines on the application of general principles of food hygiene to the control of pathogenic Vibrio species in seafood, before us at step 5.8. Are there any comments? I see no flags. The standard is adopted as endorsed by the committee. Thank you very much, delegates. Next, another draft, an annex on the control measures for Vibrio parahemolyticus and Vibrio vulnificus in molluscan shellfish, also from the food hygiene, also presented to us at step 5.8. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. It is adopted. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. The first standard before us is the draft amendment to the Codex Standard for Fermented Milks, presented at Step 8. Comments, please. Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Japan supports the present draft amendment on fermented milk. CCMMP had long and extensive discussion and concluded that the product concerned should contain in minimum 40% of dairy ingredients. Therefore, Japan strongly supports the final adoption of the draft standard at step 8. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you also see in our observations, Colombia would also like to underscore their concern regarding lactic ingredients in this draft document. We'd like to suggest that we have the value should be minimum of 50% to make sure that the lactic ingredients be at least 50%. There should be a minimum floor value provided for in that. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indonesia supports the adoption of the draft amendment to the Codex Standard for Fermented Milk pertaining to drink based on the fermented milk at step H. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. Uruguay, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Uruguay is in favor of the position put forward by Colombia regarding the minimum amount of lactic milk products be 50%. Minimum 50. Thank you.
Thank you, Uruguay. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia would like to support for the adoption of this standard.
Thank you, Malaysia. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand support the adoption of this standard. we believe that the minimum meal requirement of 40% provide enough flexibility for both producer and consumer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thailand, I recognize the People's Democratic Republic of Laos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of Laos, we are support the abduction and escape aid.
Thank you, Lau. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil would like to support the adoption of the amendment and say that we consider that there should be a minimum percentage of 50% of milk ingredients and 40% of fermented milk. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Libya, please.
Libya adopts this standard concerning fermented milk. Thank you.
Thank you. Libya, Tunisia, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. I wanted to recall the Commission that during the acceptance of this standard of fermented milk, other products were refused, as was proposed by Iran. And here I support the adoption of this standard and call the Commission to come up with a recommendation to encourage regional standards for the dough product in the Near East. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tunisia. We can take on board and hope that the regional committees will indeed proceed to develop standards for those products. Iran. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As proposed by Tunisia, they are already discussed in detail in the New Zealand regarding this issue. Having bringing in your mind, we had a long-term experience regarding these products. I'm talking about the dew. Would appreciate it of the committee to approve that let us the Iran and the other countries to work on that at the regional, at least at the regional standards for that and bring it for the next meeting for approval. We will appreciate it for that, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. If the Commission can so encourage that work, then it certainly can be taken up. I see no objections from the Commission, so the committee should, regional committee should consider itself encouraged to develop standards, regional standards. Thank you. Iran and Tunisia. Now, There is a comment from Turkey. I would soon like to turn to the chair of this committee for his comment and response to these interventions, most of which are in support of adoption. But there are a couple that require response. Turkey, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Turkey also would like to appreciate to study new standard, new regional standard. You know, the iron is also the traditional product for Turkey, and Turkey would like to appreciate to study as a regional standard. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, Turkey. You are encouraged to do so. Iran, you have another intervention? Yes?
I apologize again, Madam Chair, for taking in the floor. I would like to ask you, through you, Madam Chair, for the Commission, let us to approve to the working on these types of products, as mentioned by Turkey. This product is our traditional one, as very important for us, even the region and even the globally. So we need the approval rather than to encouragement, Madam Chair. Let us appreciate if the Commission approve this, giving the chance to the regional at the regional level to work on these products. Well, thank you very much again.
Thank you, Iran. I will ask the Secretariat to clarify the procedural issues at hand here.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. That should be, according to the procedure, to approve formally. As you were, there is a need for a project document, and the actual project document should be presented to the Executive Committee for critical review and approved by the Commission. So what is entirely possible, that the regional committee or committees concerned will consider this project document prepared by the country who want to propose it. That would be considered in the regional committee, and then they would propose formally approval of new work on these new standards at the regional level, which would not prevent them from starting the work within the committee, starting to develop a draft between all the countries interested. They can start to work, and then at the next session of the Commission, through the Executive Committee, we would have formal approval as new work, but we cannot approve it at this stage because it needs to be on the basis of the actual project document coming from the regional committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. This appears to be understood and accepted by the parties wanting to work on these regional standards. Thank you, delegates. Now, may I ask New Zealand, and through New Zealand, the chairperson of this committee, to comment on the outstanding issues raised by three delegations concerning the minimum content. Please, New Zealand.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As noted by three delegations before this plenary, the compositional issue of minimum fermented milk content did create difficulties at the committee level. There was extensive work on this standard over 7 years, and most of the issues were resolved quite early on. However, there was dissension over the minimum fermented milk content. However, at the last meeting of the committee, it was agreed by consensus that 40% was the way to move forward, and the reservations of several countries were recorded in the report at that time. We don't see any other option in terms of further developing a consensus on this issue. The large majority of countries support the 40% minimum content, and that was the position of the committee recommending adoption of this standard. In terms of broadening the scope to include other products such as Iran and Do, they do have quite different compositional requirements, and that was the reason why the committee could not see them fitting in to the draft standard as developed, especially around minimum fermented milk content, And at the committee level, CCMMP did urge the regional committee to further develop work on these particular standards, of which it seems there are a large number. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I propose to the Commission that the way forward could be, as a large number of committee of delegations have supported adoption, that I would ask those countries that, according to my notes, have raised issue about the minimum content, that they record their reservations, or they ask that their reservations be recorded in this report, and that we adopt this standard. So I would ask Brazil, by my notes, Brazil, Uruguay, and Colombia. Brazil, please.
Brazil would like its reservation to be recorded. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. It shall be done. Are there any other flags? Colombia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, we also, with Colombia, would like for our reservations to go on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. Are there any other interventions? Uruguay, please.
Gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Uruguay would also request that our reservations go on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Uruguay. We shall do so. I see no other flags. Therefore, the Commission has adopted this standard, draft amendment to the Codex Standard for Fermented Milks, as endorsed. Thank you. This endorsement was by CCFA, Codex Committee on Food Additives. Now let's turn our attention to the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems. The standard before us are the proposed draft principles and guidelines for the conduct of assessment of foreign official inspection and certification systems. This would be an annex to the guidelines for the design, operations, assessment, and accreditation of food import and export inspection and certification systems presented to you for your consideration at Step 5.8. Comments, please. Sudan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sudan, of course, I'd like to appreciate the well done to develop guidelines, to develop procedures for certification and for the control of introduction of feedstuff from countries. But I think our preservation is that the countries' control program should be identified, recognized, not only revised, should be identified and recognized and should be part of this system, not only guidelines should be developed but should recognize the national system to be developed and recognized and should be part of the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Sudan. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Aside from the editorial comments that were published, we'd like to stress the change in the Spanish version of the word auditoría. And there was agreement reached on this in the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Columbia. We will turn to the chair of this committee soon and ask him to explain that and perhaps other points. Ghana, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ghana considers the proposed draft principles and guidelines for the conduct of assessment of foreign official inspection and certification systems as useful and can provide guidance for transparent, standardized, and consistent approach for conduct of audits and inspection of exporting countries' official inspection and certification systems. Ghana, therefore, supports the adoption of this proposed draft. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Ghana. Are there any other... Are there any other flags? I see none, save that of Australia, which hosts this committee. And I would ask the chair to respond to the comments that have been made so far this morning. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Australia notes, certainly I note as the chair of this committee, there were a range of linguistic items raised in regard to this text, and they will, I would presume, be provided to the Secretariat. That also deals with a range of the comments that have been provided to date. The two issues of editorial clarification that should be reflected in the final document are in relation to paragraphs 34 and 35, where, in fact, the term audit should be changed to the term assessment. The other minor editorial that I will make reference to is in relation to subparagraph A, paragraph of paragraph 46, where purpose should be changed to objective. They're the only editorials of in the English version of substance that required changing. I think the other items that have been raised will be addressed through the improvement to the linguistics, the document themselves, particularly in Spanish. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Australia. Those suggestions that you make to reflect comments made by delegations, which improve the document, it seems, can be made to the text. I see no further flags. Therefore, this commission can adopt this the proposed draft principles and guidelines. Thank you very much. We next move to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling and its proposed draft guidelines on the performance criteria and validation of methods for detection, identification, and quantification of specific DNA sequences and specific proteins in foods, presented to us at step 5-8. Comments, please. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you. The delegation of Argentina expresses its support for the draft and also our thanks to the other members of CODEX who took part in the CICIMAS and who supported the proposal to expand the scope. The guidelines, once revised, will, we believe, be very useful for all regions and will help to provide additional protection for consumers. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. I will also observe for the broader commission membership, some of you may have participated in the electronic working group that was hosted by Argentina, but it was widely regarded. I did not participate myself, but those who did said that it was extremely well done, very well managed, and in fact will be the format for the electronic working group software that we, through the Secretariat, hope to make available to any electronic working group of any committee in this commission to use. You did a very good job, and we thank you for that, for providing that role model. Are there any other comments on this document? European Union, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the delegation of Argentina for the excellent work that they did, particularly in the electronic working group. It's become a very useful tool, and it's also a very good example of the type of compromise that can be achieved in CODEX, so that we hope that this will be a beacon for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nigeria would like to express support for the adoption of the draft, since the title and the scope as amended have taken cognizance of the wider application of the methods, including uses of such tests for biomarkers in foods derived from modern biotechnology. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. United States, please.
Thank you very much. We would like to echo your comments and the comments of the European community in thanking Argentina for their work and agree that it was very well done. And we also support adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States of America. I see no flags. There appears to be solid consensus with a no amendment to adoption of this document, and an extra thanks again to Argentina and to the committee for its hard work to produce it. If the commission will beg my indulgence, just to clarify one matter on the item under CCFIX that we just adopted, for your information and just for clarity, I would point out that the annex, what we just adopted, would replace the current annex guidelines on procedures for conducting an assessment and verification by an importing country of inspection and certification systems of an exporting country. This annex would be revoked with the adoption of the new text. Thank you very much. We next move to the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The document before us is a complicated one with its draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the General Standard for Food Additives with proposals at Step 8 and at Step 5-8. Comments, please. European Union.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have 2 points to make. First of all, we would like to reiterate our reservation on the cyclamic acid. The maximum level proposed is 350. We believe that a level of 250 would be sufficient to achieve the desired effect. So we reiterate our reservation, which was already made in the Food Additive Committee. We have also a problem with a color called Ponceau 4 Red, and we would like to propose to the Commission to postpone the decision on this, as the JECFA has agreed, it was agreed in the Food Additive Committee to review this substance. So we would like to propose that the decision on this substance is postponed until JECFA has finalized its review. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. We'll note your comments. Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Republic of Korea would like to express concern on the use of Note 161 in the GSFA. We view the Note 161 should not be used simply because a certain food additive was not authorized in the country or in a region. Also, the Note 161 causes inconsistencies with commodity standards. For example, kimchi standard doesn't permit use of caramel color. However, GSFA's corresponding food category, 04, 2 to 7 fermented vegetable, does not reflect such standards. We do not intend to hinder the adoption of this standard, but request clarification on this issue to be dealt on GSFA. Thank you.
Thank you. Korea, Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway will support what just was said by the European Union, and we support what was said about the postponement of the adoption of Ponceau 4 Red, and please also note our reservation to the value of cyclamic acid. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Chile, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chile would also like to express its reservation with respect to cyclamic acid levels, because there is a higher daily absorption level, and we therefore have this reservation on the amount per kilo. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Very briefly, Switzerland would like to support the position expressed by the European Union regarding the levels for cyclamic acid as well as for the colour Ponceau 4R. And we also agree and believe that it would be wise to await the evaluation made by from JECFA before we make the final decision on this issue. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Argentina, please.
Gracias, Presidenta. Argentina.
Argentina has serious concerns regarding the approval of some of the limits for certain categories because they have no technical justification and would change the natural characteristics of the product. This has to do with the use of certain mixtures of cocoa and fish products, chocolate, fresh eggs and certain fresh meats. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. United States of America.
Thank you, Chairman. The United States can agree in general to the adoption of these food additive provisions, but would like to note, with regard particularly to cyclamates and PONSO4R, that while they have not been approved in the United States, we are not going to oppose their adoption in Codex to allow them to move forward, because we are respecting the Codex process and the scientific evaluations and committee deliberations that have brought us to this point. We'd also like to note the comments of Korea regarding, Republic of Korea, regarding Notes 161 and concerns about its use. We do support those comments.
Thank you, United States of America. Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Costa Rica agrees to the standard, but like Korea and the United States, we want to underline the concern of Note 161 because we feel that it should be deleted because it takes us away from the basic Codex principles. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia have concerns on the second acid, and Malaysia did not support the adoption.
Thank you, Malaysia. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mexico simply wants to express its concern regarding Note 161. We feel it would be advisable for this not to be included, in as much as it tends to take us away from the basic Codex principles.
Thank you, Mexico. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil would like to support the Korean statement in regard to the footnote 161. We think that this weakens the basis, the founding basis of Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia would like to support the adoption of all the levels as in agreement with the US and other member countries. And we also note the concerns regarding the overuse of Note 161. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Australia. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colombia, like other countries, expresses its concern on the fact that Note 161 remains. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. I see no further flags from member countries there. I'm sorry. Thank you. It would help if you turn your this way. No. No. Perfect. Lao, please.
Once again, thank you, Madam Chairman. On behalf of Lao again, I support the Malaysia comment.
Thank you, delegates. I see no more flags from member countries. There is a flag from an observer organization, but before we take that comment, I would like to turn to China and recognize the chair of the Committee on Food Additives and ask him to comment to reflect the discussion in the committee and possible ways forward on the comments that we have heard. China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are several points we just heard. There are some countries express their concern and want to make reservations, and these has been raised in the recent session of CCFA. On the issue of Panshu 4, raised by EU, Norway, and other countries, we could agree to hold the adoption of these provisions until the JECFA has completed the evaluation. And actually, in the last CCFA session, the evaluation of Panshu 4 is on the priority list. On the comments from the Argentina, I will like to make a very brief clarification on the use of certain colors in eggs, fresh milk, fresh meat, and fish. Those are mainly for surface treatment, such as glazing, coating, and stamping. So I wonder whether Argentina would still make their reservations on those surface treatment of certain colors in their comments. And finally, on note 161, the overuse of note 161 has been discussed within the CCFA, but due to the limitation of time, we haven't discussed thoroughly, but I think most of the delegation agreed we have the problem of overuse of note 161. And I would suggest that we have this issue further discussed within CCFA and not to discuss this at the commission meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, China. The Secretariat would like to add a further clarification on that latter point.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. In addition to the clarification provided by Dr. Chen as a chairperson of CCFA, I would like also to add that the last session of the committee with regard to the use of Note 161 agreed to establish an electronic working group that will be led by the Netherlands. And this working group will address the issue related to the overuse of Note 161 in the GFSA. And this will be done on the basis of all comments that were submitted at the Commission and also at the committee, and the discussion at the last session of CCFA. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretariat. These observations by the Chair and the Secretariat certainly address a number of concerns raised by delegations, and that leaves us with a question for Argentina, whether Argentina can accept this explanation by the Chair and express a reservation if it feels it needs to. Argentina, please.
Thank you. Could our concerns remain in the report? Could Argentina's concerns be expressed in the report?
Thank you, Argentina. They can be recorded in the report as a reservation along with the clarifications by the Chair. If the Commission can agree, then, and those delegations commenting, we would hope that the proposal by the Chair to delay consideration of Poinceau 4R could be accepted, that the electronic working group will address the concerns about 161 and the concerns of Argentina will be recorded. Sudan, please.
There's large stands of gum named polyacanther found in Sudan, type of gum arabic with high economic value, various uses in food industry and well-established in international markets. Relevant studies are available in Sudan. It is important to include this type of gum as a food additive in the general standards of food additives. So likely would like Codex to include it in general standards of food additives based on rules governing Codex procedures.
Thank you very much, Sudan. That is a perfectly reasonable proposal that should be submitted as a proposal for new work at the CCFA. And I have the assent of the Chair. So please consider proposing new work to the CCFA on gum arabic. It's procedurally not the place to propose that new work in this body at this time. Thank you, Sudan. Thank you, delegates. We will record the observations, the reservations of those countries that have asked that their reservations be recorded with respect to cyclamate, cyclamic acid. And at this point, seeing no other country flags and needing to adjourn, recess this meeting for lunch, we will take the comment from NHF, Observer Organization. Please be brief, sir. You're standing in the way of lunch.
Well, never one to stand in the way of lunch. I will be brief. The National Health Federation is a consumer organization, and as such, we definitely share the concerns expressed by the U.S. delegate as to cyclamates, and beyond that, even as to aspartame and other artificial sweeteners that are introduced into the food supply. We've expressed these views at a CCFA meeting, and we share them with you, the delegates of this commission meeting today. And we definitely do not support the adoption of any of the standards for artificial sweeteners through this process today. So we would ask that our objections be noted in the record, please. Thank you.
Thank you, NHF. I would like to ask the Secretary to make one further clarification on Poinsot Red. And there appears to be one additional intervention by the United States. Yes, please make that quickly, and then the Secretariat will clarify, and then we will know. Okay. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to the provision of Poinsot Red that was submitted to this commission for adoption, in the light of the decision of this commission not to adopt, it is proposed to send this adoption back to the committee and to add this provision for Poinsot Red as Step 7, and that will be revised in the light of the outcome of the JECF evaluation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. I see no other flags. United States, you changed your mind. United States, please be brief.
This is not, thank you, this does not relate to the business of the additives. This is just a point of personal privilege. The United States brings greetings to the Codex delegates on the occasion of the celebration of our Independence Day, which was enjoyed by Americans yesterday on the 4th of July. We hope that you enjoyed the red, white, and blue M&M's candies that we left at each of your desks. America is a country that truly is the sum of its parts. Its strength comes from the many people who have traveled to our shores in the 234 years since we gained independence. It's safe to say that every country in this room is represented in our population. We are proud of the accomplishments of all of them and of the rich diversity they have brought to America. While the World Cup of Soccer currently occupies a prominent place in the world's attention, America is similarly proud of the game of baseball, which has played so well in many countries of the world. Our game is enhanced by the contribution of excellent players from many countries. We have commemorative baseballs for you as you leave the auditorium today. And in honor of our Independence Day and the game that is always played on that day. As they say at the start of every game, and as we continue our work as Codex for the important Codex work, we begin this week, let's play ball.
Thank you, delegates. We will conclude our work then and adopt the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the General Standard for Food Additives with the notes that I made earlier. Thank you very much, delegates. We will recess for lunch. with before you go, you return, since we are 5 minutes late, at 3 minutes after three, and the Secretariat has one important announcement to make.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As mentioned, this is concerning the nomination of the election of chairperson of the Commission, which is made in a sequence. So first of all, the election of the chairperson. So the form for nomination for the nomination of election of chairperson are available at the head table from the Secretariat. And this is from now at lunchtime until tomorrow at lunchtime. So these are available from the Secretariat. And from tomorrow on, we will proceed with the election of the Vice Chair according to the rule. Thank you very much.